Hi, everyone. I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
We're your hosts for this December 12th, 2007 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey, Bob. Trivia question. Can you name the character who has appeared on every single Adventures in Odyssey episode?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Whit?
No.
Connie?
You're getting closer.
Regis Blackard.
No. Here's a hint. V6B4G3.
The zip code of Vancouver, British Columbia? Jesse, what kind of hint is that?
Well, that's what she says at the end of every show. It's kind of a trick question because the answer is Chris Anthony.
Ah.
You know, and she's really not a character, but Chris has played the voice of, well, Chris, since the very first episode.
It's quite a stretch.
Well, it is. And we'll be interviewing her about her acting, her experience on Adventures in Odyssey, and about her faith.
But before we chat with Chris, let's hear from Steve Harris, one of the creators of Adventures in Odyssey. Here he talks to executive producers Paul McCusker and Chuck Bolte about how they found Chris all those years ago.
One of the hardest casting problems we had in the early days of the program was, who in the world are we going to get to host this show? We need somebody who is going to bring this program on and get it finished and get it wrapped up. And in many cases, to take that biblical point that we're trying to make and drive it home and suggest ways parents can follow up.
And she has to be blonde. She has to be lovely. She has to have a nice voice. Well, and her name has to be Chris.
Well, those requirements came later.
Oh, okay.
There was a point at which Alive and Breathing would just really get it done for us. And again, we asked everybody we knew for referrals. And we tested, I don't know, several dozen voices, that either from audition tapes or from people who actually came in and read for us. And it was obvious. It took about 5 seconds for Phil and I to realize that this wasn't going to happen. But the first drama had already been recorded, and we had nobody to play the part of this host. And we'd written the tracks and everything. We were getting kind of desperate because the deadline was looming. One of the staff guys who was working with us, Bob Luttrell, who produced a good number of the early episodes, said, you ought to call my friend Chris. I bet she could do that. And I said, we're going to go after this right now. He wrote her phone number down. It was like 5 minutes later that I'm dialing this number. And this nice lady at the other end of the phone calls, and she has a pleasant sound. I said, would you mind coming down to read for this part? And she said, I've just gotten up. I'm not showered and dressed. I'm not ready to go or anything. I look terrible. I said, it's radio. Come on down. Well, it was less than an hour later that Chris walked into our offices, and we went into the studio.
My bathrobe and curlers.
Yeah, it was a moment, believe me. We walked into the studio, and we handed her a script, and I'm not kidding. It took less than 10 seconds for that decision to be made. I mean, instantly, there was the warmth. There was that gentle, engaging kind of, I have a happy outlook on life kind of thing that comes through her voice. And that was the fastest casting decision I think we ever made.
It sounds like it was quite the chore to find Chris.
Can you imagine anyone else playing the part of Chris?
No, especially not if their name was Tammy.
Right. Why don't we hear from the person behind the voice? Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, we're excited to have you. And we know that you're one of the longest running cast members here at Odyssey. When did you start with the show?
Oh my goodness, well, that makes me sound really old. And yeah, I've been from the beginning of time. It's the very beginning of the show, episode one. So I guess, let's see, we're having our 20-year anniversary. Would that make it 20 years? I think so.
That sounds like some good math. I think 20 years is right.
Believe me, that's the only math I can do. I've been from the very first episode and proud to be a part of it.
Chris, how have things changed since those early days to the Odyssey that we know now?
I don't think they've changed a lot. I think things have been very consistent on, the writing has been just amazing, directing and even all the, right down to the sound effects and everything about the show has remained really consistent through the years. I think for me personally, one of the things that changed was, it used to be when we first started out, we had the little skits at the beginning of the show where Chris would do something with a character. And we'd kind of, it had something to do with the show itself. So we had those beginning skits at the front of the show, which I really miss.
It's hard to call you a character. When I think of Chris, I just think of you. So that part, you said, has kind of changed over the years.
Well, I don't think Chris's character has changed as much. She's pretty much been the same through the years. I really believe so. I mean, in my heart, I think it's been the same. I think maybe it's beginning because the show was, you know, a little bit newer. Chris might have been a little more maybe serious sounding.
I think that's true.
And as they got to know me, because they know I'm such a goofy person, they gave me a little more freedom to be a little more Chris. As the years went by, you know, you'll hear something here and there that allows me to be a little bit goofy and, you know.
When we had the 20th anniversary program, we went back and listened to the family portrait, some of the earlier ones.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that struck me, was I thought, she's not quite as bubbly as we've gotten a chance to hear her in more recent years. So I think that's a good observation.
Really? It was, you know, basically I'm reading my script and I'm pretty much saying the important things that they want me to say. But every once in a while, I get to interact with somebody, and it's like, I think that's even more fun for me because life is just pretty, you know, pretty funny sometimes, and even God has a great sense of humor, so I'm sure that's why I'm here.
I have to ask you this question related to that because you do seem to have such a good time, and I would think that there might be one of those times where you're responsible for, you know, coming out of an episode and talking about a serious lesson or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And yet maybe there was a time when you had the giggles and were having a hard time getting through that. Has that ever
okay,
happened to you?
Who told you that? Somebody told you, right?
No, I'm just guessing. Has that ever happened?
It's a very good guess. I've been told every once in a while that we're coming out of a moment that might have been a little more, you know, serious. And they'll say, well, okay, Chris, don't be so happy. Don't be so upbeat. So sometimes we have to do a couple takes that will actually make me dial down to the, you know, the feel of the show. So it's pretty funny that, you know, I have to think sadder thoughts. Like, you know, okay, something has just happened and it's not funny. So, yeah, I have to work on that sometimes.
And the show does hit that whole range of emotions, like you said.
Oh, it does.
Do you have any personal favorite Odyssey episode sort of stands out in your mind?
That's really hard for me because I have a lot of favorites. But there's a couple that do stand out in my mind. And one of them is still, from the very beginning, is the Imagination Station. And that's when they go back into time with Digger Digwillow.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and he meets Jesus. Oh, it was so good. You could see, you know, you couldn't see it, but you could feel his reactions when he actually was in the presence of the Lord. You know, it was just incredible. And I think, well, I'm trying to think of a few other ones that I really loved. Oh, I loved The Great Wishy-Waz. That was a fun episode, too. They did that takeoff on Wizard of Oz.
It's one of my favorites, too. Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to play a part or two on that one. So I think I was the Wicked Witch. And I was Glenda, the Good Witch. Good Witch, like Glenda.
Well, that's showing some range. You got the bad and the good there, so that's.
Well, isn't that true in life?
What does your family say when they hear you on Adventures in Odyssey?
Oh, that's the most fun because I'm so proud to be on the show. When one of my nieces or nephews or friends or my daughter's friends say, "Oh, I heard Odyssey today," I just in my heart, I feel extra proud just because I know. You know, it's something I feel really good about. I know God's in it.
And being busy in your acting career, like you said, with other voiceover opportunities, how do you make time to spend time with your family and stay close to the people who are most important to you?
You have to kind of put it in parts. There's, you know, there's Chris the mom, and then there's, you know, Chris the actress. I try to balance it out. It's like a plate of food. You know, you don't want to have all meat on your plate. You don't want to have all vegetables, and you don't want to have all dessert. So in my mind, I try to give a little bit of everything on there.
Well, it's been wonderful talking with you.
Thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. It's, like I said, it's a privilege and an honor. I love this show.
Well, we look forward to meeting you in person. So long, Chris.
Okay, all right,
see you, Chris.
You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. We'll hear more of our interview with Chris in a future podcast.
Before we go, let's hear from our fans.
A few weeks ago, we asked you to send us stories of how Odyssey has touched your life. We got hundreds of stories. Let's read just a few.
Mara says, Odyssey has taught me so much over the years. Like Lucy in The Sacred Trust, I had a friend confide in me that she was sneaking out of the house. Listening to The Sacred Trust helped me realize that I should let her parents know before she got hurt somehow. Thank you.
Leanne's 11 years old, and she says, my family loves to pop popcorn and all sit together to listen to Odyssey. I don't think there's ever been a radio drama that's been so popular and funny, and I don't think there ever will be. Thanks for the great laughs, Odyssey.
I love the way she used 3 exclamation points. You know, Briley says, I've been listening to Adventures in Odyssey for 15 years. I'm blind, and I always really enjoyed the character of Jenny. I like how the writers are careful not to paint a sad picture of those with disabilities, but to show them in a realistic light that tells listeners that we can contribute to God's kingdom.
Oh, that's great. 10-year-old Nikki says, I love listening to all the adventures at Wit's End, but my favorite one has to be No Way Out, because it's a great lesson that no one is dumb in God's eyes, and when you know Jesus as your Savior, you never will be afraid.
You don't have to be. Beth says, when my church discussed Romans 12 and how we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, I recalled Promises, Promises, when Wit said we have to let God change us on the inside before the results show up on the outside. It impacted me to read my Bible and pray more and to let God change me and my life.
Brian says, I've been listening to Odyssey for as long as I can remember. My family's boxes of tapes are literally worn out from being played so much by my brothers and me. Now I'm in college. I still make sure to catch the new episodes every weekend. I'm so thankful for the difference it has made in my life.
Those are some great letters.
Yeah. By the way, if your Odyssey tapes are worn out, you'd probably enjoy Answer That, our new Odyssey DVD trivia game.
Yeah, you can invite over all your friends who don't know much about Odyssey and then wow them as you answer all the questions and win the game.
Actually, Jess, people who don't know Odyssey can play the game too. There are questions from the Bible and from history. I can't wait to play it with my family. To find out more about the game, visit our website.
Thanks for joining us for the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Like I said, be sure to check out our website where you can listen to this week's episode, see our podcast archives, and tell us a little about yourself.
We're at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.